Good evening, Vijay. How are you doing?
Very good evening. I'm good. How are you?
All good, all good. So, Vijay, thank you so much for choosing me as your host for today.
My pleasure.
Kindly be assured it's a very safe space. So, may I have your permission to record this session? It's
Yes.
purely for academic purposes for my ICA certification.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I would now request you to kindly take some time to center yourself, take some deep breaths, settle down, and let me know when you're comfortable to start the session.
Yeah, I'm good.
Great. So, Vijay, what would you like to discuss today?
So sort of there is something which I keep thinking about a lot of times in terms of my career planning and in terms of having some side hustle, in terms of pursuing something which is my passion. And I also keep thinking when I really keep looking at people in my organization who kind of retire from this organization, I just try to put myself in their shoes that am I the one who would really be able to, work with the same kind of profile or in the same domain till the age of retirement? And the clear answer that I get is no all the time, whenever I think about it. And this is something which I have been kind of deliberating over since many, many years as to what is that is an area of interest for me, apart from my main functional area, which has been, as you know, CA, taxation, finance, accounting. This is something which I've been doing for almost 2 decades now. So this is one thing which I keep thinking over and over again, and this is something which I have not been able to, come to any conclusion yet. As to how do I really plan my career from a long-term perspective, which aligns with my alternate passion. I would say I wouldn't really say currently my job is something which is not my passion area, but it's just that something which I feel I don't think, I don't see myself doing it till the age of retirement. I would really want to work with people in terms of soft skills, in terms of training, mentoring. Coaching, that's way is, one of the areas which I had identified that is something which really interests me, and that is how I'm pursuing this coaching course along with everyone. So this is one of the interest area that I have identified. So this is something which I really thought is something which I can explore with you today in the discussion.
Great, Vijay. So I hear that you are looking at pursuing something, planning your career in alignment with your passion. I hear that currently what you're doing is something that you like.
Yep.
I also hear that you're still exploring something which is very much aligned with your passion because you don't see yourself doing this until your retirement.
Yeah, that's right.
I hear you are also alongside your current role, you're thinking of some side hustle. I hear that something, in terms of you're looking at something in terms of soft skills, and that's how you've landed at coaching. It's really nice to hear that you are really passionate about exploring opportunities alongside your current role. It seems you are really deliberating what would be that, thing that is really close to your passion and you would like to pursue along with your current role. Okay. So, Vijay, tell me something more about. I hear you said I am thinking, I think a lot of times and deliberating on this. Tell me something more about this planning your career. Or tell me something more about what you're thinking about in terms of your career.
So Shweta, as I said, one thing is about what, in terms of passion and in terms of a side hustle, because the only way that I can think of currently is maybe to start something as a side hustle and then maybe, completely switch to that kind of a role or switch to that kind of a profession is what something which keeps to come coming to my mind. The other thing which I also keep thinking on is the timing, as to how do I really manage the timing with current full-time job and also then pursuing something which is over and above the job requirement, maybe over the weekend, maybe during the free time or something of that sort. So yeah, those are the two major things which I keep thinking. One is the what part of it essentially, what is it that I can do more and what is it that really aligns with my passion? And second is I would say maybe when and how. That is something which comes to my mind in terms of the timing and also the managing part of it along with the current job.
Okay, so which I now hear you thinking about the what part when it comes to what would be that thing that you would like to pursue, and now I also hear you saying about how, and I hear the how is in terms of managing the time along with your current full-time role. Okay, so Vijay, what else about managing this along with your current role? Tell me something little more about, managing this along with your current role.
So what I mean with over there is it's a full-time job that I'm into, and that too with 3 days work from office, not even work from home. It's just 2 days work from home in a week, 3 days full-fledged work from office. Even for those 2 days, the day is almost like packed, over there also. It's just that yeah, the only time that I save on in those 2 days is the travel time. Because otherwise, the travel time for me every day is around 3 hours, both sides put together. So that's the only time that I kind of save on when I work from home. So that is one thing which comes to me. Okay, yeah, from a weekday perspective, if I have to really manage something, it will be taking out time from those saving of travel time that I have. Otherwise, it's just the weekend that is left. So when I say manage, it's essentially, how do I really kind of balance the two so that I really, I don't impact my work as well because over here also I have a role to perform. I have a, obviously it's a full-time job, so obviously I need to do justice to the job that I am currently doing. But on the other side, there is this burning desire to do something more and to first follow, kind of pursue something out of my passion. So I need to really give that time also over there. And obviously, when you start something new, there's a lot of time investment that you need to make at the start of it. So that is where currently, I'm kind of confused as to how do you really manage in terms of the current job need as well as the new thing that will come in.
So which I hear a lot of things, and I clearly hear that that burning desire to do something that's really aligned to your passion. And yes, I hear that managing this with a current role needs a lot of deliberation at your end. So which I, when I hear all this, may I know what are we exploring today? What brings this to the discussion table today, this topic?
So the thing that I want to explore today is how to best kind of transition, I would say, if I have to really use that word, maybe transition yourself from a full-time working professional to maybe managing something as a side hustle to then eventually in a longer run making that as your main area of domain kind of a thing. So that is the thought which I thought maybe that is something which we can explore today.
Yes. So Vijay, I hear that the word transition very clearly, that how do you manage this transition? And when you say how do I manage, managing this transition, what does that really mean to you? Manage the transition.
So managing the transition for me, as I said, Will, is about the balance because, as I said, I don't think really I am at that point of my career wherein I can leave the current job and, start something afresh without having a steady income in hand. So that is one thing which is a major factor for me that I know for sure that I can't just leave the current job and start something new. And that too, something new, which requires my investment in time and energy and everything, and which may not have a stable income. So that is one major part that is something which comes to me. On the second hand, it's also about the balance, which I was referring to in terms of, then the only way that I can always think of is to have that balance, essentially do what you're doing currently, because that is something which is required even from your, kind of a stable income perspective, but also pursue something parallelly along with it. And then manage that transition in such a way that there is a balance. Essentially, you perform your role as well, and you devote enough time and energy to the new thing that I want to do. And then eventually transition to it. So for me, that's what it means to me, essentially. It's essentially about the balance. It's essentially also about being aware that I can't just leave the current job, and also still being able to pursue the passion that I have for some other things.
Which I hear that your current job is very important for you and you would not like to leave it. I hear that you are very much exploring bringing the balance to manage the transition. So, would you tell me why, what makes this balance important now?
It is important because, see, so far, Shweta, in almost last 2 decades, it's just this is the one main, job that I have been doing, essentially, be it here or be it some any other bank or wherever, whichever organization that I have worked in. So you know that from a professional perspective, that is only one area that you are fully devoted to, and that's what you need to focus on. But now, when you are really willing and wanting to pursue something over and above your current profession, that balance, bringing that balance, becomes very important, because it shouldn't happen really that I kind of tilt more towards that new passion side and kind of affect my performance, which is required of me in this organization. So that is why I would say, that balance is very important at this stage in time, wherein I know that I am in that mode of transitioning.
Which I hear you very strongly want to pursue something. Something is you mentioned as coaching over and above your current role. I hear that it's really nice to know that you've given complete justice to your job, your roles, wherever you've been for the last 2 decades. So, what would this balance to achieve this transition bring to you?
I think that balance is something which would bring balance is something which would bring satisfaction to me, because currently, if I have to just minus the part of the new passion or the side hustle, I'm quite happy with what I'm doing. It's just that getting that new thing along with the current job and that thought of not being able to bring that balance is something which really, concerns me. So if I'm able to get that balance of getting both these things running, together, that is something which I'm really looking for, and that is what will bring me Peace and satisfaction is what I would say.
Okay, Vijay, I hear peace and satisfaction as the driving force, for you to bring this balance.
Sorry, Shweta, can
What
you
are
hear
you
me?
thinking as you
Sorry,
share this?
Shweta, I think I lost you for a few seconds. Can you hear me?
What are you thinking as you share this peace and satisfaction? Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vijay. Vijay, tell me, what are you thinking as you share this with me, this peace and satisfaction that you said, it will bring to you peace. What are you thinking as you share this?
Sorry, Shruti, what
One
is
moment. Yes. So, Shweta, where are you? What stage of the conversation are you there right N.
now?
N, N,
N,
N.
N. Okay.
Second last
And which?
question of N before
Okay.
moving to purposefulness.
Okay.
So you aim to ask what are you aiming to get by asking what are you thinking as you're looking at this peace and balance? Peace and satisfaction, because eventually I want to move to, purposefulness, which has to be really strong enough. So I thought, let me, it's kind of tell me more about this peace and satisfaction. So I've just reframed it as, what are you thinking about? Maybe there's something going on in his mind, which if he shares, then I can take him to the purposefulness of this
Okay,
entire
perfect.
plan.
So you want to expand the mind on that important
Yes,
word that you brought
yes,
up.
yes, yes.
Okay, that's a good thought. So when you expand the mind, would you ask on two areas?
Okay, got you. Okay,
Okay.
maybe I can just okay.
All right. Okay. And also, with all the questions that you have on the end part, how would you pace them? Like when you ask an importance question or a meaning question or importance, sorry, importance impact question, purposefulness question, what do you
Bring to
ask
you.
them on?
So my initially my small A was transition, manage the transition. That
Okay.
was I picked up that as my small A. So my meaning question was on what do you mean by this when you say manage this transition, what do you mean by that? Then I
Okay.
thought he was stressing a lot on the balance. I want to bring about that balance because transition is something that he's aiming at. But to aim at the transition, he currently now is exploring how do I bring about the balance. So my second question on important, why is it important now? I move to balance, balance, bringing about the balance as the small a to
Okay,
manage this
perfect.
transition. I mean, I of course I didn't put it in the entire sentence, but
All
balance is something that I found as the small a.
right. So when you move forward with the questions on importance, impact, you pick small a from which part of the conversation? From
See,
the
typically from the first part, so from last session that we had with you, so in all the practice sessions, we to the T we followed that small a, we pick up only one small a, stick to it for all the four questions so that you tune that person's mind to that. But from the last session that we had, and you said that no, it's okay to ask questions from that. And if a strong small a comes, I mean, I thought because balance. If balance brings, if he says balance brings satisfaction, I thought, if I nudge him a little bit more on that satisfaction, he'll say something wherein I can connect the balance with the purposefulness as well. So now, second question onwards, my small a is bringing the balance. But
Okay.
to move on to purposefulness, I need something stronger. I mean, if we have to give, show him the bigger picture, then if we have to show the client bigger picture, then I wanted something more.
All right. So you can ask the N in the navigate part. You have multiple questions. You can ask questions on all those words that you picked up from your first part of the conversation, whichever falls in the realm of small a. That is clear? You don't
Right.
have to
Okay.
ask on one single small a, right? You can
Right.
ask on multiple small a's, and
Right.
you pick up all those which fall in the realm of small a from the first part
Right.
of the conversation, right?
Right.
And
The second thing also that you may not want to build upon new smallest from each question you pick up from N part, from your verb, what is the meaning of it? You don't pick up a word and move forward. All right. Okay. Fine. So that's all I wanted to understand. I think right now you want to ask a tell me more question. Just ask on one word that you thought was very powerful. That is good.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Fine. It's going fine otherwise.
Fair enough. So, Vijay, tell me, what are you thinking as you say satisfaction as you share this?
So when I say satisfaction in this context, Shweta, what I am thinking from my perspective is there is some kind of a goal or some kind of a purpose which I have in life, from my career perspective as well. And as I said, I like to work with people. So when I was saying satisfaction, essentially in terms of this transition or balance, the entire thing that we talked about, what I was referring to is wherein I am in that stage wherein I am doing this job as well, plus I am following my passion, which is then effectively giving me that satisfaction. Because once you pursue, the passion that kind of drives you, you know that you are happy and you are internally at peace. Otherwise, what happens is that a lot of times when we do, I mean, I just kind of to relate to it and to explain more, I mean, when you kind of do the monotonous work, or when you kind of keep doing the same kind of job that we keep doing most of the time, which is repetitive, that doesn't really drive you as a person. That doesn't really drive you as a professional. So that is where the kind of satisfaction I'm looking at from a work perspective, and also which kind of is in line with my passion.
I hear very strongly. I hear the drive and the urge to work with people. I hear goal and purpose. So, which are what is the purposefulness of bringing this balance in your life? Now.
One of the major kind of important factor which I look at from a purposefulness perspective is also to evolve as a leader, I would say. Because this is not some area wherein this will not help me in my current profession. This is a kind of area which definitely helps a person who is in a leadership position. So from that perspective as well, there are certain criteria in my mind, there are certain goals in my mind, even from a leadership perspective. And what I see is that by having this balance, by pursuing what I love to do, that will also bring in the kind of leader that I want from myself.
Great, Vijay. So I hear evolving as a leader as strong, purposefulness for you to bring about this value. So, Vijay, what is a useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
I think even so far, when since I have been kind of having this discussion with you and kind of putting my thoughts across as to what I have been just thinking, maybe randomly sometimes, or kind of in a disconnected way, this itself kind of brings some kind of clarity. Okay, what I am really looking for is essentially I'm clear on what I really want to do. I'm clear on how I want to do. The only thing that I have to kind of manage is the balance essentially between the two things that I really want to do. So that itself, I would say, is a very good thing which I feel I get more clarity on. Because otherwise, whenever I used to keep thinking on, I used to think, "Acha, kab karna hai? When do I need to do this? How do I really do this?" But now, the more I talk about this, I feel somewhere what I'm really concerned about is the balance, and that is the part which I really need to work on when I enter into this transition.
Wow, which I hear that out of this conversation there's something, balance is something that you are completely seeking at, how do you manage your current role along with your passion that you want to pursue. So Vijay, what needs to shift in your perspective to get this balance?
I think from a perspective, I feel what needs to shift is that optimism, maybe more of an optimism to realize that, yeah, this is doable. This is not something which is very challenging, and this can be achieved. And that balance is something which is a very conscious work, which I will have to do from both the sides. So that I achieve that balance. So what needs to shift in perspective, Sweta, if I have to really talk about in one or two words, is more of optimism, maybe.
Vijay, that's really positive. Optimism and can be achievable. Very two strong statements. And Vijay, what needs your attention in terms of, when you're seeking for this balance?
I think constantly, I would say maybe regular introspection and constantly evaluating yourself objectively, that am I really being able to, do both these things effectively? That is something which would need my attention.
That's really nice, Vijay. I hear a very tangible thing that, evaluating yourself on this front. And what matters most to you here to get this balance?
What matters most is also not getting burned out in this entire process. No, it's not like... since you're following your passion, ideally you shouldn't really get burned out, but yeah, considering you have two things to do together, I think what matters also is your entire well-being is something which does matter.
That's a really deep thought, not getting burned out completely. And what would enable you to seek this balance?
I think maybe the effective planning on my time schedule would really help me, is what I feel. Because I do know from a work perspective, Monday, Wednesday, Friday are out because it's completely work from office. Tuesday, Thursday, I know I do have some time at least for myself. And then there is one or two days of weekend as well. So maybe the effective management of time is something which I would say will be one of the major enablers.
Great, Vijay. So I hear, optimism. I hear it's doable. I hear not getting burned out. And I hear effective time management. So Vijay, what is becoming clearer now?
As I said, one thing that is becoming clearer is doable. And it just needs that more of optimism and kind of, trying, I would say. That yeah, this is doable, and I just need to try out and see. Maybe these are some things which I haven't really tried so far, and that's the reason I am kind of having these thoughts in my mind. But once I maybe try out, it might really just work out well.
Very nice. It's really nice to hear you again, being committed to those points of optimism, doable, and trying out. So what are you discovering about yourself, Vijay, now?
I think I'm discovering that I can plan better in terms of time.
Okay. Nice. And what new actions would now be useful to seek this balance?
New actions, as I said, would be to actually get into this mode of transitioning rather than, waiting and deciding and kind of being concerned about whether it will happen or it will be managed or not. I think to actually get into it, it's like if you are standing in front of the swimming pool, just get into it and see if you can dive in. That's how I would really want to put it.
Actually getting into action.
Yes. Yes.
And what resources do you need to take then?
I don't think you need any external resources. I think all, I mean, I have everything what I want. I just need to get into that execution mode now.
It's nice to hear that you feel you are empowered enough from within to take this. Action. Which can help you in this?
I think one of my mentors can definitely help from an accountability perspective also, and then you can also help to regularly check in as to how am I sailing in this new area.
Sure, that would be a pleasure. I'm always available. We can connect whenever you really feel. Great, Vijay. Anything else that you would like to share?
No, I'm good. Thank you for this. Very helpful.
Are we good to close the session?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a nice
You
evening.
too.